Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of Get Doing Things. I'm really excited to say that. And you've probably already heard of me before because previous to this, in fact, just a couple of days ago, I was doing another daily podcast and I called that Ask a Designer Anything. And in the last ever episode, if you want to go check it out, it's over at askadesigneranything.com. In the last ever episode I did of Ask a Designer Anything, I explained what Get Doing Things was going to be all about. And I explained why I felt like I had to start a new podcast to get away from the whole designer thing, because there's so many other things that I want to talk about. And having designer in the name of my podcast kind of stopped me from talking about those things, or at least stopped me from talking about them in the way that I want to talk about them, because there's just so much other stuff out there that I'm interested in and that I do every single day that doesn't fit under the designer mantle. A designer is just one bit of what I do. It's just a tiny little bit of what I do. And when I started over 12 years ago as a designer, it was the entire thing that I did. A designer was the only thing that I was. It was the only thing I ever wanted to be. I was a designer, and I kind of categorized myself as just a designer. That was me. That was everything that I was. And over the years, that's kind of developed. And as I've discovered other things and discovered other challenges and tried out new things and done different other stuff, I'm not just a designer anymore. I'm interested in a load of other stuff. I'm interested in mindset and I'm interested in marketing. And I think all of those things I could never talk about in the way that I wanted to talk about them on Ask a Designer Anything, because the primary focus always had to be about design. Now in this podcast, in Get Doing Things, the primary focus isn't design at all. I'm going to be barely ever talking about it, in fact. In fact, I've called this podcast a mindset and marketing podcast because I don't want to talk about design anymore. It's not the only thing that I am. And recently, and I'm going to be sharing lots of insights like this every day for the next however long I decide to do this. Recently, I read a book called The Big Leap. If you've never read it before and you're interested in kind of learning how to get better, and I use that term really loosely because the book is very broad and it talks about a lot of different ideas, and you'll be able to relate to a lot of what you're reading in that book. The book is brilliant and it's about improving yourself and taking the big leap, as the book calls. And it talks about going through four stages of way of being, I guess you could call it. The first stage that it talks about in the Big Leap book is something that a lot of people would be familiar with, and it's the zone of incompetence. Whenever you start something new, you're always rubbish at it when you first start. That's just the way it is. You're always rubbish at it, no matter what it is. And when I first started 12 years ago, I was a rubbish designer. When I first started learning to be a designer, I was a rubbish designer, and I was firmly in my zone of incompetence. I didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't have a bank of ideas built up, and I wasn't confident in selling my design, and I wasn't confident in myself or anything. And then slowly through the years, you move through to a zone of competence, and I moved through to a zone of competence, and I got good at being a designer, and I got good at selling my design work, and I got more confident, and I got more competent at being confident, which is a bit of a tongue twister to say, just like tongue twister. And then the third phase that you kind of move into, according to the Big Leap book, and I do agree with everything that Gay Hendricks says in the book, is a zone of excellence. And a lot of people stay in that zone of excellence, and a zone of excellence is kind of when you've learnt your craft, when you've got good at your craft, and you kind of stay there and you don't expand out of your craft. Most people, when they stick at doing something for a long period of time, end up in their zone of excellence, and that's great. It's really good when you're in your zone of excellence, because when you're in your zone of excellence, you're usually making a decent amount of money from it. You're usually experiencing a higher level of confidence and a higher level of satisfaction with your life and with your job and just with everything else. But the book talks about a fourth phase, and that's the zone of genius. And most people never really spend most of their time in the zone of genius, unfortunately, if so, because they don't get the opportunity to. They end up staying in the zone of excellence, because whilst the zone of excellence is really good to be in, it's really good to be in your zone of excellence and discover what you're good at and sell those services. The problem with being in your zone of excellence for any length of time is that you get bored of it. You get bored of being good at stuff. Because when you get good at stuff, it becomes easy, and then it becomes routine, and then eventually it leads to boredom. And that's what the zone of excellence tends to turn into. And then the fourth and final stage that Geir Hendricks believes that everybody should move towards is the zone of genius. Everybody's got a zone of genius. It's that one unique thing that you're really good at. That one thing that you do that doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like a job. And it's the one thing that you're not necessarily unique at. There might be a million other people who do that thing out there. But the zone of genius is the thing that you're most passionate about. It's the thing that you most enjoy doing. It's the thing that you could do forever in a day and never get bored of it. And after reading this book a couple of weeks ago, I really sat down and thought about my zone of genius. And the thing that I feel like I'm most genius at, I had to smile a little bit at it because my design agency is called Genius Division, and when I read this book after first hearing about it on the Cliff Ravenscraft show, I had to laugh that the final zone was called the Zone of Genius. It just felt like, I don't know, divine intervention or something like that. I don't believe in that kind of stuff, but it felt weird to see that he'd called the fourth stage the Zone of Genius. And I sat down and thought about what my zone of genius is. What is the thing that I do that doesn't feel like work, that I could do forever and a day, and I could do it 24 hours of every single day for the rest of my life? What is that thing to me? Because I've been a designer for so long, and because I've been a web designer for so long, I'm firmly in my zone of excellence when it comes to that kind of thing. And yeah, I admit, sometimes it can feel boring doing that kind of thing, because it's so routine and it's so easy for me to do graphic design now. And it's so easy for me to design websites and build websites. The things that have been getting me more excited lately is learning all about different kinds of marketing and digital marketing and things like that. And also podcasting. When I started my podcasting on January of this year, I didn't know what I was doing with a podcast, but it excited me. And it still excites me now. And it now, today, on the first episode of Get Doing Things, it's exciting me more than ever to be doing a podcast. And that's kind of brings me to now. This podcast is really all about me trying to stay in my zone of genius and talking about all the things that I'm really passionate about and helping you through all those kind of things that I'm really passionate about as well. The two things that I'm really passionate about that covers pretty much everything that I do is mindset and marketing. They cover a broad and wide range of topics, but particularly mindset is the thing that I've been interested in for a long time, maybe 5 or 6 years, and I've been interested in the kind of cross-section between mindset and self-improvement and all that kind of woolly stuff, all that kind of stuff that people avoid. When people think of people like Tony Robbins, people avoid him. You either avoid him or you love him, one or the other, because a lot of the stuff he talks about self-improvement and about affirmations and about designing your life, that turns a lot of people off. Those kind of talks and those kind of words and those kind of ideas turns a lot of people off. And it used to turn me off as well. But for some reason, I've always had fascination with self-improvement, and I've always read a ton of books about psychology and a ton of books about body language and a ton of books about mindset and a lot of these self-improvement books, and I still continue to read them to this day. And it's just a topic that's interested me for ages. And mindset is something that actually I've spoken a lot about in my email newsletter when I was doing Ask a Designer Anything, but it never felt like it really fit. It never felt like the audience that I was targeting would really ever get any of the mindset stuff that I was talking about, or really ever care that I was talking about the mindset stuff. So that is the reason why I've done Get Doing Things, because it gives me an opportunity to talk about mindset and lifestyle and psychology and all those things that interest me and that have been a big part of my life for a long time. But it's something I've never really spoken about in public before. It's another idea from the Big Leap book. I think when I first started Ask a Designer Anything, the reason I chose Ask a Designer Anything as the name of my podcast is because it was where I felt comfortable at that time. I was a designer, and I'd been a designer for a long time, and I felt comfortable talking about that kind of thing. The thing I didn't feel comfortable about talking when I first started the podcast was marketing, even though I did talk about it quite a lot in my podcast. That's why when I got to episode 80 or something like that, I stopped talking about marketing. because I didn't feel comfortable in talking about it. And now, since I've read a couple of books since, and particularly The Big Leap, I've learned that that was just me trying to upper limit myself. And upper limiting is a concept I'm no doubt going to talk about more over the next couple of podcasts and the next years that I'm doing this podcast. But the idea behind upper limiting is that you stick a glass ceiling on yourself. You stick a glass ceiling on your own success subconsciously, because achieving that level of success or financial success or fame or whatever you want to call it, whatever way it manifests itself, achieving that kind of success makes you nervous subconsciously. So you do subconscious things to stop yourself from achieving that kind of success. And Ask a Designer Anything, even the name of it, immediately limited me to talking about design stuff. That's why I've got rid of it. Because I don't want to talk about just design stuff anymore. I want to talk about mindset, and I want to talk about marketing. In terms of marketing, my main speciality is digital marketing. But I've done a lot of offline marketing stuff as well. But it's the digital marketing that really excites me. And that's the most of the stuff that I'm going to be talking about in this podcast. And then, finally, I'm doing this podcast episode, and I still haven't finished my own website yet. I'm going to put this podcast episode up on iTunes, and I'm going to link to it from my Twitter. So if you found this episode, well done. It's amazing that you have, because I've not got a website yet. But if you find this episode, it's because, and you find it and you listen to it today, well, tomorrow, on the 19th of September, if you find it, then I'm still working on my website. It's nearly done, but it's taken me longer than I expected. And I wanted to sync it all up and launch it all at the same time, but it's just not worked out like that. Life has got in the way. I'm not going to say I haven't had the time, because I have had the time. If I would have been more organized, I would have had the time. But anyway, life has conspired against me. So this is the first ever episode of Get Doing Things, and you cannot even understand how excited I am, and I hope you are too, that I'm doing this new podcast. It's a brand new audience for a brand new podcast. If you found it and you followed me on from Ask a Designer Anything, I really appreciate that, and thank you so much for listening. I think that's all I've got to say for today. Tomorrow, I'm going to get into the proper topics that I want to talk about. Each episode is going to be geared around a generally one category. It's either going to be mindset, marketing, or design. They're the three things that I'm going to talk about, and I'll let you know at the beginning of the episode what kind of topic I'm talking about. Those are the three things I'm going to be talking about mainly. Tomorrow, I'm talking about mindset, and I'm not going to tell you the episode name, but I'm talking about that tomorrow. So thank you so much for listening to my rambling intro to Get Doing Things. It's kind of a rushed, rambling first episode of Get Doing Things, because I need to get back to doing my website and try and get it finished and online. So thank you so much for listening. This is Get Doing Things. I'm Craig Burgess. And the website, when it finally launches, is going to be at getdoingthings.com. And I'll see you tomorrow.